She's still swiping to the right because she doesn't want to date a white guy. Episode number 113. Welcome to another edition of Morning Sip. You know, coffee is a mug with a hug. So I want you to sip your coffee while Nina does the talking.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
I'm your host, Nina Babel, who's unapologetically her edgy self every week. You can find me on ninababel.com, so I want you to grab your mug and start sipping.
It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator. It's time for the percolator.
If this is your first time listening, welcome, welcome. Hey, everyone, it is coffee o'clock. Today is a short mini where Nina is unapologetically talking about interracial dating thingies. You know I'm about to keep it real and true, right? Okay, Leah's on the Bumble dating app. And you know what? She's still swiping to the right because she's just like, enough of these white guys, enough. She doesn't want to date one. The whole argument for black women is if you go the interracial route, let me keep it real. Going the white guy route, the Timmy, the Jimmy, the Larry, the John, the Josh route means dude has to be cute. And I mean off the chain cute. Arm candy, cute. Ugh, heads are turning white guy cute. It's the replacement factor. If I am replacing you, the black man, the same way that you've done to me, it's all that Mary Jane tit for tat stuff. Brings me back to Mary Jane season 3, in fact. That moment when she says, you and I, it's not a struggle that I'm going to choose for myself. I like black men, she told him. And you know what? I love black love.
Okay, for the record,
Janelle does not play that.
Right.
Okay?
My girlfriend says she doesn't play that now. And she's back on the dating scene. So I'm going to let Leah, who's in her 30s, an entrepreneur, living in the Big Apple concrete jungle when there's endless amount of choices, it's going to give you a little background on her situation.
I have taken a step. I am on Bumble.
What?
I am swiping, honey.
Which way? Right or left?
Both. Because I got a passport. It's so many white men.
I was about to say
and you
that.
Know what? I learned something about myself. I just realized that my family portrait does not have a white man in it. It's not going to happen. I cannot. Like, I don't even
stop. You don't want a Timmy?
I don't want a Timmy.
No Timmy.
Yeah, unless he's like this white Rasta kind of man that has like locks.
Timmy gonna have to be a little rough.
Right, and a beard.
How about a European? A Timmy.
No way. But if I go on vacation and ran into a Timmy, I would be like, I could put this in a book. But no, I'm dating, so I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens.
What's it like for Leah dating online now? She's dated guys she grew up with in the hood, through college. She was introduced to guys via her friends, but now she's exploring other options digitally, using online dating apps like everyone else.
See, the college them? Guys were still the hood guys. The guys after college, everybody still went back to a little hood. So
okay.
I kind of would like to encourage some hood guys just to get on Bumble because, listen, you got to have a little street. You know, that's my dad. That's just how my dad was and always has been respected in the street. So I have to have a guy that people respect and that I know is going to protect me. There's a balance. I just need that the protector and I need the provider. Both come together. One. I love it. Maybe that's why I don't see myself with a white man. It's like, if I get into an argument in the supermarket, he's probably gonna be like, oh, okay. Leah. go to the car. I'm like, no, do something about it. You heard what he just said to me? Do something. And he's like, get in the car.
So. I always like to address two sides to every story. So the other side of the conversation is this. It's being open to interracial experiences. After 12 years of singlehood and divorce, Dari says she was ready to being open. This is her first interracial relationship she found online.
You know, it wasn't like necessarily on purpose where like, cause we talked about online dating earlier. And so obviously, you know, I looked at pictures and I read stuff first before initiating contact or whatever. But he found me in this particular case. And when I saw his picture, I knew he wasn't Black. And I was okay with that because what I really knew that I needed in somebody was somebody that would listen to me and love me and respect me. And not just disappear or evaporate, you know, after, you know, getting what they want or whatever. And so I saw certain pictures of him with his family members. I was like, yeah, I'll talk to him and everything. And I heard his voice. He has a calm, quiet voice. He's very easygoing, very laid back. And, you know, he lived here most of his life. He spent some time in Puerto Rico as a child and has two Puerto Rican parents and knows fluent Spanish. So he mostly speaks it when he's talking to family members, but with everyone else speaks perfect English. So I've always wanted to learn Spanish. So it was kind of exciting in a way because I'm like, oh, he's going to teach me. But what ends up happening is, I'll use one of those apps and it'll be like the Spanish, the proper Spanish. Yep. And he'll correct everything that's in the app. And I just get frustrated. I'm like, okay, I know the numbers. I know the colors. I know how to say, go. I'm going to the bathroom. And that's it. You know, so I'm starting to forget some of it. And we went to Puerto Rico together after we got married. I met some more of his family and they only, pretty much everyone there speaks Spanish. Very, very rare to find someone that speaks fluent English there. So, you know, it's fun in that way and interesting to learn about another culture. You know, you can select preferences and stuff. And I'm just like, okay. And there was a couple of white guys on there that, you know, said they wanted to talk to me. But, you know, with online dating, you can be really, really lazy and not respond, not call, not do anything. You can just look at pictures and be entertained and keep it moving. And that's what a lot of the guys did. So I probably would have, you know, I probably would have or could have dated a white guy too. But, you know, it just worked out that this happened first. You know what I mean? So, and that's the thing, is being open to certain things. I think that it's absolutely great to have choices and have standards and have preferences. I don't like that whole thing about, oh, you're too picky. You're too picky. That's why you're single. You're too picky. You need to be picky. Ladies, be picky, please. Please pick a man that brushes his teeth and they're still attached to the inside of his mouth. Please do that because you're going to not be attracted to that after, you know, 3 months if he's not like that, okay? That needs to be, right. He needs to have cleanliness. He needs to be able to know how to put a sentence together. Even if he can't spell well, he needs to be able to talk to you. So yes, be picky. You know, don't be too picky, but be picky because if you don't have standards, then it's just like, okay, well, I'll just do whatever, you know? It's okay with me if he's, you know, got three chicks on the side because I need something, you know what I mean? I have needs. No, you may have needs, but what you don't need is the clap. You don't need any diseases. That's what you don't need. Right. So be picky and have standards.
By default, international travel experiences opens up your mind. But if you're a woman, in fact, a single woman, you will soon realize how closed your mind and experiences really are when you get men of other races approaching you.
I even remember, and sometimes I shy away from it because it's like, I remember being in Thailand and walking back to the hotel and this, I'm going to call him Danish, not Danish. He looks like he's from like Amsterdam or something. He has that Dutch look.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember him walking faster just to catch up with me. And then when he did catch up with me, he was like, hello. And I was just like, because I'm by myself. I don't know, dude. And I was just, I said hello, and I made a beeline.
Yeah, because we don't even, I think sometimes too, this has been, I think we're surprised that we're attracted to other people outside of black men. And we don't even know what to do with it. Because if that was a nice little black man, you probably would have said hello.
Kim is in her 30s and is more open to those experiences that I was referring to earlier, at least more than I was. Kim joins the conversation by telling me about her recent work travel. Listen up.
Yeah, and I think because he was white, number one. Number two, this is a foreign country.
Yeah, no, it was a little creepy, yeah.
And three, where did you come from?
So that sounds very similar to an experience that I had. Did I tell you the experience I had in Switzerland? Okay, so I was by myself in some little small town. And I was out walking for like 9, 10 o'clock at night. But like, it's super safe. Like, nothing's happening. And so I was like walking around. And you know, just like you see the postcards with the Swiss Alps. Yeah, some of the towns. And I was in a little town that looked just like, so pretty safe. And I'm walking, there's like a covered bridge, and I'm just strolling, and I'm like, I have my phone, so I'm taking a couple like selfies because I'm by myself. I am done, thank you. So I start walking back to my hotel, and yes, please. Yeah. So I'm walking back to my hotel, and I pass this guy. Of course, he's white. I mean, I pass this guy, and as I pass him, he says hello. I was stunned because I'm like, well, how do you even know that I speak English to even say hello, right? Because I've been by myself, so I haven't said anything to anybody. I haven't seen him or anything. And so he's like, hello. So I'm like kind of stunned because I'm like, hello. I'm like, hello. And he says, you're American. I said, yes, I'm American. And he said, where are you from? And I'm thinking, okay. But there's kind of like people, right? It's not like, you know, nobody out there. There are like people around. So I'm like, oh, you know, I'm from Coastal DC, blah, blah, blah. And so he said, oh, I saw you earlier tonight. He said, I just want to say you're very, very attractive, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of creepy. So then he keeps talking to me. He says, oh, yeah, you know, I live here, blah, blah. He said, do you have a few minutes? Would you like to have coffee right here? Because there were lots of outdoor things. And I was just like, sure. But I never told you about this.
So what did you think she said to Mr. Economist? Of course she said yes. As you will notice, her mind opens up more and more to the experience, or even bigger, the what if experience. But this is what we do, right? We size up the guy in our head. Who would have thunk it, right? Never say never. In this next clip, Kim reveals the never say never scenario, the one that we're all afraid of.
And I said, sure, why not? He talked to me for like an hour and a half. He was an economist.
Was he the local?
Yeah, he was a local. He lived there. So that wasn't a, thank you. That wasn't a, we were in a, one, two, three. I think we were in a Swiss or French canton. So he spoke like French, Italian, German. He didn't even speak all that. So anyway, and you're welcome. He looked like an economist. He looked like a little nerd. I mean, but you could tell he could take off his glasses and he would be all right. Right, but he definitely had like a, you know,
a geeky geek.
A little bit, but it wasn't like serial killer. It wasn't unattractive. It was kind of endearing. Like, you know, like, oh yeah, like if you put on a nice pair of jeans, he'd be cute. And he wasn't even, yeah, for me to say yes, you know, the hat, so. And so we talked, and he, of course, he was asking me about President Obama. I mean, because, you know, like people when you travel, they're just fascinated of what goes on in the U.S. and the president. And of course, I was, I don't know if it was because, like, I was like, oh, and so the president. And so I think it was so, like, kind of, I wasn't shocked, but it was so, like, you know how, and you know when you're abroad and you just have these kind of experiences, you just kind of go with it, and then you're like, nothing like this would probably ever happen in the States. So we parted ways, and he was just like, can I walk you back to your hotel? And I was like, no. Because, you know, I was just like, no. I mean, he didn't, not to try anything, but I didn't. I was like, I don't want this guy to, like, follow me and know where I'm, I know, yeah, know what I'm saying. And so he was like, well, we should really keep in touch. And I was not, like, in the frame mindset of, like, because I could have given him an email. I could have given, I didn't give him anything. I was like, it was really nice. And I was just like, what were you, like,
what would you have given him?
I don't know. It would have been, I mean, I had a lovely time talking to him. But I think it was, I don't know, like, what it was. It was like I was kind of off in terms of flirt, like, and it was, he was interesting. It wasn't that, yeah, I have no, it was weird. And then I think I was telling somebody about, I was telling my friend, because then I went to Italy, like, I guess that next summer, and I was telling my friend that I stayed with, and she was like, what is wrong with you, Kimberly? She calls me Kimberly. She said, what is wrong with you, Kimberly? She was like, the guy sounded nice. You should have at least given him your, like, email address or your Facebook so you could have kept it. I was like, I don't know what I was like. She was like, you need to get with it.
Niecy is tired of the so-called stereotypes that white guys have of black women. But she does admit, you know what? She wants black love, too. And is just frustrated by the whole dating app thing, online thing, and the fakeness of it.
I know exactly the guy that you're talking about. I am tired. The Tinder I would get, guys that like, hey, have you ever been with a white guy? And it's like, listen, dude, this is not the place to live out your fetishes. Although I did think about maybe entertaining it for cash only. But then it's like, that's not who I am. So I get it. But I really think that that is where Prince Charming is, at places like the gas station. And the dating app, you have to be extremely open to meeting somebody, and then I feel like you're almost settling, because especially for women of color, if you're a white girl, it's no problem, but, and if you're a black guy, it's no problem, because black guys will date white chicks. But if you're trying to have like a traditional black man relationship, you know, I mean, or even like a white dude or any guy of color with some swag, with some swag. Yeah, but I would just meet these guys that, like, you would swipe right, swipe left, and they wouldn't communicate afterwards, or they'd be really weird, or they have these really weird voices, and I just wasn't getting with that. And it's like, you know, if you're gonna get with the fly black chick that's an entrepreneur such as ourselves, it's like you have to be open to many of things that goes on culturally, socially, and you have to look cool, you know what I mean? You have to look cool, because we look cool.
Nina celebrates embarrassment using a sassy but classy TMI approach. These moments showcase our strengths and vulnerabilities. Besides, we're all on the same journey. Nina adds unfiltered humor to all those embarrassing moments that happen to all of us. Because that's all we got. No filters, just girlfriend advice.
And that wraps up another episode of Morning Sip. Hope you enjoyed today's gulp. Was this episode good for you? If you listened, I want you to tweet a picture of you in your mug, glass, or paper cup, whatever, with the hashtag Morning Sip. Help me spread the word, Sippy Nation. Don't forget to review the show on iTunes, because I rely on it a lot. You know why? It helps me, my message, my brand stand out from the crowd, and it also helps you men and even women understand yourselves and each other better when it comes to our most vulnerable and embarrassing moments. I want you to connect with me on social, because I love Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, using the Keep It 100 Girl Facebook page, and Snapchat. And with that, you're going to use the handle at Nina Babel. And the last name is just Babe with an L. It's simple as that. So I'll see you next week. And you know what? Don't forget to keep it 100. Smooches!